Here is the group known as Essential Machine.
And fate and nihilism and despair, and how we can blend all of these things together, create some incredible belief. The cocktail so good, you have to drink it down in just one pass, even though you know you'll have to go poison control, poison control, poison control, poison control. Truth is, these hands are never to touch. Truth is, these hands have never to touch. Truth is, these hands have never to touch. Anything, anything at all. Anything, anything.
Essential Machine. Really like the band name. I keep thinking Soft Machine, Simple Machine, Essential Machine.
Thank you.
Doesn't get much better than that. How long have you guys been playing in this configuration?
Since about 2014 is when Robert joined the band. So yeah. The three of us have been playing together since 2014.
That's excellent. And you just heard the voice of RJ, teacher?
Yes, I'm RJ.
That's RJ. And Karen is on drums. RJ did lead and played guitar on that song. Karen's on drums. Hello.
Hello.
And then this is your son, right? In the
yes.
in the middle here,
yep.
Robert, which I can't recall us ever having a band. We certainly have had family groups before, but how old are you?
I'm 18.
18. You're at that age where it's like, do I ask him how old he is or not? You know, because you could be anywhere between like 16 and 30. and I mentioned before, Robert has these old school keyboards. And can you tell me about those? They're both Casios, right?
Yes, they are, actually. We've had both of them for, I think we actually got both of them from Goodwill, didn't we? I know we got the one. I think we got them both from Goodwill.
Nice.
Really great finds. Old school. Yeah, one's the Casio Tone Bank keyboard, and one is the Casio Tone 301.
Now, that lower one, is that a metal case on that? It looks like it is.
I think it's actually wood.
I think it's wooden.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
I think it is, yeah.
That goes back a ways, and they sound great. It looks like you've got them. Are they both? The lower one's organ, I think, right?
Or, yeah.
And then the upper one's piano?
Yeah,
go ahead. Go ahead.
I've been using this one for bass, but it has a bunch of different sounds. I'm using the top keys for bass, and then this bottom one has a really nice electric piano sound. That's what it's called on here, but it's just a really nice, like, general, like, lead or like, kind of chord sound.
Yeah, you go back and look at videos from bands in the 70s in particular, like Three Dog Night or even Chicago, or Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and you'll see these stacked keyboards all over the place. I guess it happens a little bit now, but not so much in the old days. Did you go to school in Pittsburgh? Or?
No, I actually went to school in Greensburg.
Okay, and is that where are you guys all from Greensburg?
Yes.
We are, yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. So tell me how this came about. You two were already playing together, I gather.
Yeah, Karen and I started in 2009, really, is when we officially sort of launched the band. But we moved from Florida to Greensburg in 2007. And so that's when Karen and I started really making music together. And then it kind of became a project in 2009 when we recorded our first EP.
Nice. What part of Florida did you come from?
We lived in Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater area. I think we lived in all three of those towns at some point while we were together. That general area.
That's the land of WMNF.
It is.
Yes. Yes.
WMNF. Yeah.
I'm happy to hear you reply to that enthusiastically.
Yeah, we would go to their Heat Wave.
They're a great radio station.
They would have an event called the Heat Wave where they would have bands come and live music, and we would always go.
I was on vacation, gosh, maybe 25 years ago, and popped into WMNF to help with a fundraiser and do some on-air pitching with them because they're such a great radio station.
They are.
I'm sure you've adjusted to the climate up here.
Yeah, I really love the climate. I love the seasons. You know, Florida really just kind of has one season. You're lucky if you get a few good weeks in there of, you know, less hot. But I really enjoy the winter. It's really a great time for creativity. I find that we create a lot in the winter. So as soon as it starts getting dark about 5 o'clock and it's too cold to really go outside a whole bunch, we start just writing songs. So the winter has been good to us.
Tell me about the song you opened up with. What was it called and who wrote it?
It's called Poison Control, and we wrote it together. It's actually it was a poem. You want to talk about that, Karen? You wrote?
Sure. Yes, it was actually a poem. The lyrics were a poem that I had written, and as soon as RJ saw it, he thought, this seems like it should be a song. So he really wrote a song around it, and that's really how that happened.
What would you like to do next?
What's next, Karen?
Next is a song called The Outsider.
The Outsider. We'll listen to it. The group is called Essential Machine. After they play it, we'll talk a little bit about recordings they have available.
we open up on a writer sending a letter to an indie rock drummer they used to know. Can't count how many times before they poured over every letter, each word some kind of obsession, some kind of love, some kind of love. And it's sad somehow, but you just can't put your finger on it. So sad somehow. The outsider, always, always looking in. The outsider. The outsider. Outsider, yeah. Now we cut to an indie rock drummer sitting in a coffee shop staring at some art on a wall. Can't count how many times before they poured over every meter, each beat some kind of obsession, some kind of love, some kind of love. Sad somehow, but you just can't put your finger on it. So sad somehow. The outsider, always, always looking in. The outsider. The outsider. Always, always looking in the outsider, yeah. Sad somehow, but you just can't put your finger on it. So sad somehow. The outsider, always, always looking in. The outside. The outsider. Always, always looking in the outsider.
Essential Machine, that song showcases all of you really well. And you're a great singer. Have you been making music most of your life? Or
I've been working on writing songs and singing since I was about 13, so it's been a while. I wasn't always such a good singer. We were actually just last night listening to some old recordings, and
yeah, we listened
I was
to some...
appreciating being able to sing better than I used to.
Those recordings, I think they were from like 2005, some very old recordings, because we were remembering old songs that he had written. We yeah. started writing together back before we really played music together. When he was in other bands, I started helping with lyric writing. And so I was remembering all these lyrics and old songs, and he ended up getting out some recordings, and we immediately thought, wow, your voice sounds a lot different. It kind of sounds like a different person because his voice has really evolved over time. Yeah, but I agree. I think he's a great singer.
It's a good thing. How did you guys meet?
We actually met while working at a corporate job. We were working for a credit card company answering phones.
Yes.
Doing customer service.
Getting, so getting yelled at.
We never
getting
really
yelled, yes.
thought that we would meet, you know. You don't think you're going to meet another creative kind of soul at a job like that, but we did.
Interesting, yeah. I think that happens a lot. A lot of folks meet at work. I met my wife. We worked together, and that's how we met.
It's a good spot.
Yeah, it's under. You can console one another at a job like
yes,
that.
Yes, exactly.
Or, talk. So you mentioned an EP earlier. Have you recorded much that folks can go out
we
and
do.
Get?
We do. We have a pretty good catalog. Well, we have 5 records total, 4 EPs in a full length, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just released a record in April of last year in 2018.
And I'm sure, are they available where all fine music is downloaded?
They are. If you go to Google and type in Essential Machine, you'll get mostly us. And if you go long enough, some machine learning links, but it'll mostly be the band. So
yeah, it's a great band name. So how did you get into all of this, Robert? Did you like music at a really young age? Or?
Yeah, I think I always had an interest in music, but it's really interesting how it's weird to think that I joined the band at like such a young age. I think I was maybe 12 or 13 when I first started playing around on the keys kind of with them.
And the flute as well. He started playing the flute in third grade, and so he actually, his very, very first playing with us was doing some flute on some recordings.
Right, so that kind of is what got me into music initially, was playing flute in like the concert bands and things.
And are you done with school now?
Yeah, I just graduated.
Congratulations. So are you devoting your time to music now or other things?
Yeah, I'm...
I don't mean to sound like every other older person in your life, but people are curious, so...
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm kind of taking like a gap year, I guess, to do stuff with the band and kind of see where it goes. So,
yeah, that, isn't it cool? Like, you can be, forgive me for using you as an archetype here, but you can take a gap year to play music with the band, and the band is your parents. So there's no explanation, no arguing, you know. You know, it's not like, who are these people you're hanging out with for a year? I was talking about this to some other folks around your age taking a gap year. And your parents might agree with me. Like, if you were assumed to be higher ed bound in the generation before you, you really had to justify that gap year or insist to your parents, it's going to be limited. And not many people did that, really, because we were all kind of fed this theory that everybody needed higher education. Mm-hmm. And now with rising costs and also job markets and creative endeavors and things, it's becoming an easier thing to justify and to do.
Yeah, and I think especially if you're interested in the arts, I think sometimes, you know, justifying an arts degree can be difficult with the costs, like you said. And I think that so maybe, you know, working on the arts first, and then if that's, you know, if you need something more technical, you decide to go into some other field, that's always there for you, you know, and you can always get what you need to get a job that's going to do well. But if you want to do the arts, I kind of think at some point you just kind of got to do it. Even if you get a degree, you know, after you're done, you still got to kind of just, you know, go
make
do
the
it.
Art, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What else do you like to do?
I don't know. I've been trying to devote as much time as I can to music as kind of my primary focus, but procrastination and laziness is kind of a big thing, and video games are the result of that. So.
Yeah, that's good. It's hard to find time for your procrastination.
Yeah.
What's that? I can't. Oh, we had a mic die. We'll teach that some physics. Thank you for noticing that.
Yeah, no problem.
We need a simple machine to go with the essential machines here. I just wanted to ask you too, Robert, are you writing for the group at all? Or?
Yeah, I've been, I think as I've been part of the band for longer, I've been able to incorporate deeper parts into the band and even kind of create some songs on my own and create the foundation for some of these songs, where it's kind of like I wrote the song and then presented it, and then we all made our parts based on that. So
Yeah, you guys are really tight together. Do you play a lot?
We do. We play every chance that we get. Our living room is just our practice space now, so we don't have a couch and TV and all that stuff in there anymore. So you walk into the house and there's the studio, basically. So any chance we get, you know, even if we have 10 minutes, we're in there usually playing songs.
It really shows. It shows.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, Essential Machine is the group you're listening to. I put a picture of them up on our Facebook page, as well as linked to theirs if you want to learn more about them. What's next?
Wildfires?
Yep.
Wildfires.
Yep, wildfires.
Character you once created when you were quietly down. Reflected in a puddle on the driveway, and you were headed out. Your brain. Yeah.
Essential Machine, another great song. Karen, are you usually the lyricist for these?
Well, RJ and I really write the lyrics together, but sometimes one of us will generate the lyrics and the other one. Well, I guess mostly what our process has evolved into is I will start with a couple of lines or maybe even sometimes a big old block of text, like a whole page, and RJ picks out like one phrase that he thinks, yeah, let's start with this. And now I have to go back to the drawing board and then generate some more words for him. So I kind of see it as I sometimes generate the raw material of the words and then he sculpts it into the lyrics.
We basically have two ways of doing it. That's the most common. And then the other way is where I pretty much just freestyle. So I'll just come up with an idea and I'll just sing. Sometimes recording, but Karen's really fast at writing, so sometimes I'll just freestyle with her in the room, and she'll grab as much of it as she can, and then we'll go back through it and just work from there and just kind of have a layout of what I sort of came up with off the top of my head, and then we kind of work it into a song. So we
you need to get that stuff down before it leaves your head,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Forever, which it often does.
It does. Yes, it's in and out, and it's gone.
These things you say, talk about procrastination. Robert was mentioning before, it's like, I'll never forget this. I just came up with this. I'll never forget it. You don't write it down, and then it's like, what was that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything.
We're going to have time for at least one more, possibly two. It depends on length.
Okay.
We have about maybe 8 minutes of radio time.
Might be one more then.
Yeah. You guys sound great.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Are you playing out anywhere coming up soon?
We are, actually.
Can go?
Yes.
December 14th.
Yes, at Club the Funhouse at Mr. Small's.
Oh, great.
It's an all-ages show, too, so everyone can come.
Okay, so that's December 14th. Yeah. Excellent. What do you want to play now?
We're going to play the song Wasted, also from our latest record.
Okay, I really appreciate your being here today, too. You sound great.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Everybody's
Everybody's wasted. Everybody's wasted. Everybody,
it's great to have you guys here today. Thank you. Look for them, Essential Machine. Just one machine.
Just one.
Just yes. One machine. Just
we
one
are machine. One machine.
There can
we
only
are all
be
one machine. Right?
One essential yes. machine. Take a look for them online. You can look for a whole series of EPs. They have available on December 14th. They
yes.
will be at Mr. Small's. So look for them, too. RJ and Karen and Robert, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having us.